and welcome back to Innovation on Dakota Midday. I'm Kara Hetland, and thanks so much for joining us today. And we end the program discussing a relatively new piece of technology, night vision for your car. And joining me is Richard Cione. He's the general manager of AutoLive Electronics Night Vision. Richard, thanks so much for joining me today on Innovation.
Hi, Kara. Thank you very much for having me on.
Is it AutoLive or AutoLive?
It's pronounced AutoLive. It's
AutoLive.
A Swedish company and world's largest supplier of safety systems. We were kind of made famous by doing airbags and seatbelts, so just about every car across the world has one of our products in it.
And now you are expanding that safety technology with night vision. Tell me how that works.
That's correct. The company has been in the passive safety world for quite some time. Airbags and seatbelts are items that protect you when you get into an accident, but now we want to try and put technology out there that'll help prevent accidents. And this latest night vision system actually offers a really unique feature called animal detection. So we're using our thermal infrared camera to be able to detect the animals that are out on the road in front of you.
And it's all infrared. And can you is this more for the cars and the cars that have the screens on them that you add to that?
Well, today all of our systems that are out in the marketplace and this new technology, animal detection, which actually launches, it debuts on the 2014 Mercedes S-Class, which is a brand new car with a lot of technology on it. So it'll be the world debut of animal detection on automobiles. And the images are used on displays that are in the vehicle, but we can definitely see a future where it'll detect the animals in front of the car along with pedestrians. And only if they're in danger of being hit by the vehicle will the driver be alerted. And some of the OEMs have actually done audible alerts, and some have done visual alerts with symbols versus having the actual image on the display.
So explain how it works with the infrared.
We have a thermal imaging camera that mounts in the front of the car. It senses thermal energy in the 8 to 14 micron wavelength, and it just so happens that humans and animals emit their peak energy at about 9.8 micron wavelength. So the sensor is actually tuned to look for pedestrians and animals. Then we have an electronic control unit that mounts inside the vehicle that's processing that data, that signal that's coming from the sensor. And it's detecting pedestrians and animals, and then it actually tracks them. Because to detect something that's off to the side of the field, it's good to know that they're there, but we don't necessarily want to alert the driver that they're in danger because there may not be any need for the driver to take any action. But if that pedestrian is walking toward the path of the car, and we actually measure the speed of the car and the steering angle of the car, and if we detect that there might be an interaction, then we'll alert the driver so that he can either slow down, change lanes, or take the appropriate action.
How much time would you have as a driver?
We tend to try and give you at least 4 seconds to be able to react. If you're on the highway and you're driving 65 miles per hour and something enters your low beam headlamp range, you usually have about 3.5 seconds to react. So we're trying to give you reaction time beyond what your headlamps provide.
And have you personally ever experienced a deer running across the road?
I sure have. In developing of the system, I've been able to drive the system and with the night vision system and see the deer out there. And then at the end of the day, I have to get in my personal car, which doesn't have the system, and drive home. So it's definitely white knuckles when you know that the deer are out there. You just can't see them. But with our thermal camera, it allows you to be able to see those animals out there.
And how affordable or how soon before it's available outside of the Mercedes line?
So Mercedes will be the world launch. BMW and Audi will follow shortly. And we're hoping that the value of the system to be able to provide the safety feature will also get into mid-sized cars and small cars.
But that'll take some time?
It definitely takes some time. New technologies usually hit with the luxury brands, and then they follow to the small brands. You know, some of the great success stories are if you look at the Ford Focus and the type of technology that's located in that car, even display systems are being available on the Ford Focus. So we definitely hope that this safety feature will become affordable and available to everyone.
And you said the camera's mounted on the front of the vehicle, but a lot of times, you know, deer come out of a ditch and it's on your side. So you'll have time because that's still considered the path of the car, you would be warned?
If exactly.
It could hit you so on the side?
That's where I was saying that the system is looking out beyond your headlamps. So if it mm-hmm. sees the deer on the side of the road, it's going to continue to track that deer. And if it shows that that deer is running toward the path of the car or running toward the road or even walking toward the road, we'll be able to detect that, hey, there's going to be an interaction. And so let's warn the driver before that happens.
And how long have you been working on this technology?
So Autoliv has been developing the night vision technology for almost 10 years now. Our mm-hmm. first generation product launched in 2004 on the BMW 7 Series. And that was just an infrared camera in the grille providing an image to the driver. That infrared image allows you to see 3 to 5 times further than your headlamps. So it definitely gives you a sense of what's in front of you. But if you're not looking at the image, you wouldn't be able to detect if there were pedestrians or animals. So in 2008, we launched our second generation system where we were doing pedestrian detection. So the electronic control unit is doing the work for you. It's identifying the pedestrians and making sure that they're not in harm's way. And if they are, they warn the driver. So this third generation system is the animal detection. And the value of this animal detection is that in the U.S., there's over 1.5 million car deer accidents every year. That results in about 200 human fatalities, because normally when you hit an animal, they're pretty big and they do have mass, and sometimes they end up coming into the car mm-hmm. compartment and causing fatalities. Property loss is another great statistic, because there's over $3.5 billion of damage that occurs on vehicles that hit these deer. So our system is trying to reduce the human fatalities, the animal fatalities, as well as trying to help your pocketbook and save you a little bit of money on the profit loss.
And insurance, I'm sure, appreciates it as well. Insurance companies.
I think they're very excited to see how these new active safety technologies are going to prevent the collisions and help their pocketbooks as well.
And you said this, the animal detection is a third generation. Is what's next? What else are you working on?
One thing we're definitely working on is trying to get this safety technologies to the mass market. So we're constantly working on trying to reduce our cost and find new technologies that'll drive that cost down so that we can see this on everyday cars.
And as and will it take the demand and people insisting on it, or is it just as costs come down as you develop this technology?
I would say both. You know, the value of the system is definitely there. The consumer awareness of the product may not be there. Most people mm-hmm. probably don't even know that infrared cameras have been on cars for over 12 years now. So I think the awareness is definitely one of those key items for us.
On car, not all cars, though.
No. Actually, night vision originally mm-hmm. launched in the Cadillac DeVille in mm-hmm. Year 2000, and definitely the public really enjoyed that system, and Autoliv developed their system and launched in BMW's 7 Series. We're also offered on the 6 Series BMW and the 5 Series mm-hmm. BMW. And Audi were offered on the A8, the A7, and the A6. So night vision and pedestrian detection is definitely available out there today. And now with this addition of animal detection, we're hoping that that'll increase the awareness of the safety system.
Do you ever see the possibility of just something that you can purchase and add on to any vehicle, or does it have to be manufactured?
Well, there's definitely benefits in manufacturing it into the vehicle. As I said before, that this electronic control unit is a really intelligent system. So it's reading the speed of the vehicle, the steering angle of the vehicle, And so it can tell whether you're steering away from a person or an animal or steering into it, where you'll want to get alerted right away. An aftermark system, definitely I can see that there's some benefits as far as being able to see the image, but to be able to detect it and determine your path is a little bit more difficult aftermarket.
Right. So it has to be calibrated just right for the vehicle as well and associated with your speed and all of
impact.
That.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
The whole computerized system, not something that you can just snap on and watch it
right.
work. Okay. Okay. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today on Innovation, Richard. Thank you for telling us a little bit about the product. And we'll keep in touch as things move forward over time.
Great. Thank you very much, Carl.
Thank you very much. Richard Cione is the general manager of Autoleave Electronics, talking about night vision. And that'll do it for Innovation today. I want to take the opportunity to thank all of my guests, Richard Cione, Ginger Thompson, and Dr. Charles Toll. Also, special thanks to the SDPB staff with assistance for today's program, Charles Michael Ray, Owen DeYoung, and Nathan Poole. Thank you so much for your support. And Tech Radio, the computer guys are here next Friday, and working on some really interesting conversations on the next innovation on February 15th. Stay tuned. Science Friday Talk of the Nation is coming up next here on member-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Kara Hetland. Have a great weekend.